fellow freedom fans. David Allen Carmichael for the Faith and Freedom Show on the Liberty Works Radio Network, the Eagle 104.3 FM. In our previous radio segment, yes, we were discussing and evaluating what is the societal design that we ought to be living with regard to considering our old age retirement benefit programs. And I was visiting some of what the other countries have been doing in history and taking a look at it. If you look at the Soviet Union failed. The reason that Russia is prospering today is because they're casting off some of those Marxist tendencies. The reason China is prospering today, economically, is there certain things they have cast off from the Marxist mindset. Quote, what they haven't cast off is the political control. One of the things that I noticed when they were listing what was why they were putting a certain Christian man in jail, he said that his Christianity was an evil cult that was a danger to the national security. And that was their excuse for taking this guy off and putting him in jail. And what they did is they said that they were supposed to be worshiping science. Science is a religion, I guess we would call it scientism, is a religion of China. And these people didn't buy it. They were worshiping the creator rather than the creation. So that's what's going on. So that's why I'm talking about a true patriot or true patriotism. Now, this one's really radical, and this is going to be recorded. So watch this. True patriotism is abstaining from consumption of Anheuser-Busch, Seagram's, and other distillers' products. I'm not speaking against those particular companies. I'm just listing them. Those are examples. Distillers' products that enable the drunkard to destroy their own lives and their families and subsequent generations. Let's get real, folks. You know, hot dogs, apple pie, you know, and baseball and Chevrolet. I said it in the wrong order. But then also, you know, some of those groovy songs that we see on TV, the kind of American patriotism stuff, is sponsored by beer companies that a lot of people have died because of their consumption of alcohol, and they've killed others because of it. You know, let's just go ahead and be a true patriot and get rid of the distiller consumption. Okay, let's have maybe Anheuser-Busch demonstrate its patriotism by forsaking blood money. What they should do, let's go. Let's stick to proliferating wholesome amusements. How's that for an alternative for stockholders for their gain? Now, what I'm saying is radical, but you know what? Stop and think about it, folks. What happens is we justify, well, I'll do a little good with some of the money that I get. Yeah, there's a few people that, you know, are involved in alcoholism. You know, it's not my fault. If you see some guys in the Middle East and you say, hey, do you feel bad because you're selling this opium? And they say, it's not my problem. I'm not the person who's so weak that they have to do opium. Guys, it's blood money. One time, I was in the Navy, by the way, and at sea, people play poker. And I got involved when I was, I guess, 18 years old, and some guy sat me down and they say, hey, you're... I said, oh, I got to go on watch in a half hour. And they said, oh, sit down. We'll take your money. So I had $2. Well, I left with 20, and it took me a half hour. It was kind of neat. It was neat circumstances. But it got me hooked, except the fact that I was winning. And what I found was there's people that are out playing poker, and you know what? They do weird stuff. They have superstitions. If they kiss their wife's picture, they go ahead and bet big on a long shot. And, of course, it's stupid. It's just statistically destructive. So if I don't do that, I will eventually have more money. But then I realized was, you know what? My making gain isn't okay because I'm making gain and they're being stupid. My making gain off of somebody else's stupidity is my sin. It's causing them destruction. Are we looking at things that way? I say true patriotism is taking a look at things that way. Not just spouting, you know, in a drunken stupor that you're an American. Show me American patriotism by your chaste conduct. That's what we need in this nation. That's what I say is true patriotism. How about this one? And I'll have to save the last thing that I had prepared. It'll be next week. I'm going to be talking about the Chiefs initiation. I've got some really neat stories related to that. But the true patriot is one who is willing to die to his own ego when coaching children's sports. The true patriot, don't sit up there and boisterously say, I'm an American and I'm proud of it, when you're acting like a numbskull out in the public on the baseball field or soccer field or basketball court or whatever it is. The true patriot, one who's willing to die to his own ego when coaching children's sports. Now, I say by patriotically giving honor and respect to the referee's decisions. Guess what? Americanism is about law and authority, the structure of right versus wrong. Well, when we're undermining the authority on the field, who's there for our good, the referee, to keep the sport safe and fun and fair, they're getting people yelling at them while they're trying to make the sport safe and fun and fair for everybody. And you're belittling them and teaching your kids to be disrespectful. Show me some patriotism. Show me some patriotism by just shutting up sometimes. Okay, how's that? Now, how about this? Dispensing of the phrase, have a blessed game, if you're not willing yourself to be a blessing while you're out there, coach. You should be a blessing to the spectators, the team, the referees, and other coaches by your honorable conduct. That's what I say is patriotism. Let's show patriotism by what we do. What I'm asking Americans to do, demonstrate your patriotism by your sacrificial lifestyle. Let somebody else say of you, wow, look at that fine American. Okay? Don't go around acting like a numbskull. And you know, when I was in the Navy, you go out to sea and you'd pull into a port and you'd have these guys going out and getting drunk. And then in their drunken stupor, they'd be screaming, oh, I'm an American, you guys. And they'd start cussing out the nation that they were in the middle of, their host. And you're going, somebody needs, that person is a threat to national security, okay? Everybody in the world is going to hate America because this guy's saying, I am the epitome of the American patriot. Show me. In fact, you show me a man or woman who loves God and loves her neighbor as herself, and you have shown me a patriot. That's what this nation was founded upon. It was an understanding that we needed to make the mechanism where men were honored because of their good works, that they could do good for their neighbor and it would have the greatest benefit. That is the structure of our government structure, our society, the motivation of those who form the governments that we are thrilled to have. What has kept us as free as we have been up to this point. Let's not throw it away. Now, I would say, you know, I brought up this discussion in the first point. If there's somebody there that, you know, they won't honor a flag because to them it might seem to be like dishonoring God, you know, idolatry. Well, I say, well, you know, their patriotism, it might surpass the vast majority of Americans. Okay, everybody else is doing lip service. Well, these guys may not worship the flag. You know, they may have a problem with that. But show me their character. Show me the demonstration of their behavior. Now, like I said, because I love God and I love my country, I love my country too much to act like the typical American patriot. I'm admonishing every one of us to be the exemplary American patriot. Let's love God and love our neighbor as ourselves. Okay? I think I've summed that up pretty good. I will tell you that one of the models that I have for patriotism comes from the Bible. It's the story of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And what happened is they were told that when the music played, there was the national symbol. They called it this big idol, but it was a national symbol that represented, you know, what the king wanted to display about the country. And when the music played, everybody was supposed to take a prostrate position. They were supposed to bow down to it. Today, we would do something differently. We'd stand at attention, maybe put our hands on our hearts or something like that. There's different manifestations of that. But these guys wouldn't do it because of their teaching and their religion. That would be an act of worship, a demonstration of worship. So they wouldn't do it. And then they were brought before the king and says, listen, I'm going to give you another chance. When you hear the bump, 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 whatever it is, you had better take the proper posture. And they said, king, we love you, man. We wish you live forever. We are loyal to you. We will do anything for you except for that. We can't. It would be dishonor God. And we think he's going to save us. But even if we die, we will not dishonor God. Well, of course, if you know the story, they're thrown in the fiery furnace. People are dying around them that threw them in, and they survived. And even there was a miracle that happened at the time. It was recorded. And when they came out, the king was so amazed, he elevated these guys to run the entire nation. It turned out that they were the better, they had the best heart for civic duty. They were the best patriots because they had a higher standard than the guy who would just because of fear do what the king ordered, rather than to do in their heart what was right. Here's a story. Did a police eject a man from the Yankee Stadium for trying to use a bathroom during God Bless America? It seems that in the New York Yankee Stadium during the seventh inning stretch since 9/11, they've been having the song God Bless America along with Take Me Out to the Ball Game. Let's see what this guy says about his incident with going to the bathroom during the game. I attempted to get up to use the bathroom rather urgently during the seventh inning stretch as God Bless America was beginning. As I attempted to walk down the aisle and exit my section into the tunnel, I was stopped by a police officer. He informed me that I had to wait until the song was over. I responded that I had to use the bathroom and I did not care about God Bless America. As soon as the latter came out of my mouth, my right arm was twisted violently behind my back, and I was informed that I was being escorted out of the stadium. A second officer then joined in and twisted my left arm, also in an excessively forceful manner, behind my back. I informed them that they were violating my First Amendment rights and that I had done nothing wrong with no response from them. As I was sitting in the tier level, and of course this is the highest level of the stadium, I was escorted in this painful manner down the entire length of the stadium. About halfway down, I informed them that they were hurting me, repeated that I had done nothing wrong and that I was not resisting nor talking back to them. One of them said something to the effect that if I continued to speak, he would find a way to hurt me more. When we reached the exit of the stadium, they confiscated my ticket, and the first officer shoved me through the turnstile, saying, quote, "Get the bleep out of my country if you don't like it." Nowhere on the Yankee Stadium ticket policy, nor on any posted sign, does it say that forced patriotism is a required element to attend a baseball game. Nowhere in the laws of this country would that begin to be defensible. Furthermore, when the two officers returned to their sections, Steve, who was still in the stadium, overheard one of the officers say, "We got to watch ourselves. One day we're really going to get in trouble." They were also spreading rumors with a fan whom they were friendly that I said this country sucks. I do not believe in God, nor am I in support of this country to a degree of patriotic fanaticism. The fact that I wanted to use the restroom instead of standing through God Bless America should not be grounds for forcible ejection from a baseball game. Now, should that person have been ejected from a baseball stadium? I guess that's the New York Yankees' prerogative. I would say it would have been what they did is they assaulted him. They should have just discussed it with him and say, "Oh, by the way, we don't want to affiliate with you. We forgot to tell you. Here's your money back from the ticket. Please exit the stadium." I think, you know, in America, you'd probably be sued for that, even though there's a potential right to have the right to affiliate with whomever you want. But should somebody be, by force in America, be forced to behave a certain way to demonstrate patriotism, or, which is ultimately, in some aspects, it's religion, it's religious. And some people wouldn't do certain things, wouldn't stand or sit or do this or salute or Sieg Heil or whatever, depending on what it is, because of a conviction of religion, of a high standard. So what's the appropriate response? Should you berate somebody? Maybe. Maybe the crowd jeering at the person, "Hey, stand still and honor God." Well, I don't know. And, you know, depends on, we don't know how they're going to react. They could just come out and say to the crowd, "Hey, I don't honor God." Well, you know what? Ultimately, there's going to be a judgment. In America, you're free to do that which is right. And in some cases, you're free to do that which is wrong and understand that there will be ultimately divine retribution, potentially. So it's not up to you and me in many cases to hold somebody accountable. But in other cases, when somebody does something publicly that's dishonorable, then it is appropriate for the crowd to censure the person because of their conduct. What is the right way to handle that situation? What's our duty as somebody who's born in this country, one way or the other, and just our duty as a good neighbor in a public arena? What do you think about that? We're going to come back and talk about that. This is David Alan Carmichael, the Faith and Freedom Show, on the Eagle 104.3 FM for the Liberty Works Radio Network.